This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So 2 years and 40,000 projects later, we're just getting started. That's from Pete Buttigieg. I kid you not. That's what he's saying. Hey, we're just getting started. And that actually, you know, kind of strikes fear to a lot of people, I think. You know, they probably feel that there's already been enough damage done, and if they're just getting started, that doesn't sound right. All right, folks, welcome to the program, Friday Morning Edition. It is 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in at Opine. And in fact, we're going to be speaking here in just a moment with our good friend Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com and, of course, author of the book Nullification. And if you have a question or comment for him, 949-822-7959. We're broadcasting out, of course, to our flagship station of AM860, The Answer. And, of course, our great affiliates, GCN, of course, distributes the program to our great AM and FM affiliates. And, again, if you have something you'd like to say, 949-822-7959. And without further ado, let's go ahead and bring in our good friend Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com and author of the book Nullification. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, it is Friday, and I got to tell you, we've been having a lot of fun on the program so far this morning. We've had our phone lines light up. We've had a lot of great calls, and we've got a lot more to talk about. As I was just telling everybody right before the top of the hour, we have a whole other hour to go on the program this morning, and we're glad that you're there. And what do you think? What do you think is standing out to you this morning, Frank?
Well, how can you top Pete Buttigieg? I mean, it takes Congress wanting to lower his pay to a dollar to get the guy to come out of his rabbit hole.
I think you're right. Yeah.
You know, and now he's saying he's just getting started. The guy hasn't shown up for work for a day. Well, how long did it take him to show up to the chemical train spill in Pennsylvania? Almost a month.
That's right. Yep, exactly.
You know, and then for him, it was just a giant photo op. This is the least qualified person to ever hold the office of Secretary of Transportation. And given the way bridges are collapsing and fires are happening and roadways are crumbling and trains are derailing, boy, he's doing a bang-up job.
No kidding. No kidding. Well, and of course, also, you know, he had been thought of to be perhaps an alternative to Joe Biden, but I do think his star has fallen on that, you know.
Well, yeah, when you put both of them next to each other on the stage, you do have to scratch your head.
Well, exactly.
Who could be worse? I mean, really, this would be a competition to see who could be worse.
And but, well, maybe Kamala Harris would start to, you know, she'd start to edge in on that, I think.
Yeah.
You know, and she won't be.
After she gets finished laughing,
yeah,
you can answer the question, too.
Well, exactly. And it kind of goes, something I've said before, and that is, you know, the Democrats do not have a deep bench at all. And that's why I think the Newsom is the bench.
They don't even have a stool.
That's right.
You know, really, honest to God, when you look at what Gavin Newsom did when he went over to China, because he's not running for president, you know, so the governor of California has to go talk to people in China and play basketball with the children over there for photo ops. But he's not running for president, I guarantee that. It's just in my role as governor of California. As their budget just circles, you know, it's underwater. It's been underwater for years. You've got catastrophe in each city in California. They only clean up San Francisco because a communist comrade's coming over. But he's the stool over there. I guess you could take that one of two ways.
Well, of course, then he was also talking about how, you know, it was true, basically, that they were cleaning up the streets of San Francisco. And I like the way he said it. And I think we got the clip right here. Here's Gavin Newsom telling us that it's true because it's true.
Folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true because it's true.
It's true because it's true.
So just screw the people of San Francisco. We have to make sure we actually get off our butts as elected officials who are paid to make sure that government serves the people. We only execute our jobs when the communists come.
Well, you want to look your best, I guess, but it also shows that this could be done any time. You know, that if there's a will to do it, they could clean up the city for real.
Well, they could actually do the jobs that they were actually elected to do. Stunning. Shocking. Rick, I cannot believe there's gambling here at Cafe Americana.
Well, exactly. And speaking of that meeting, they did talk about fentanyl, but do you think there was anything substantive that really came out of that meeting?
With the way the economy, there's two reasons why no. The one is that Chinese economy is in the toilet, so they have to make money any way they possibly can. But two, China knows they're in a soft war with the United States, and the more young people they kill over here, the better.
Right.
Mexico doesn't blink because the cartels run that country, and they're making money and everything else off of that. So, no, I don't. Anything that Z said over there when it comes to the fentanyl issue especially, you have to take with a grain of salt, a giant grain of salt, because it's just not genuine.
Well, you know, I think they're always hedging their bets, and I don't think that they're looking at, you know, there is something to be said about engagement and this kind of thing, but I just think that Xi and the other Chinese government officials kind of look at us as, you know, they kind of think, well, you know, we could really get these people. You know, I don't think they have a lot of respect, not just for the leadership, but for our country now.
Absolutely not. They never did. They've always seen us as a target.
Indeed.
If they respected our country, they wouldn't have been stealing our trade secrets and our industry's copyrighted stuff.
Exactly. Exactly.
So there's no respect there.
Well, I'll tell you what, Frank, hold the line there just for a moment, because we're going to come right back with Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, Neil in Henderson, Nevada. Go ahead and hold on if you would through the break, and we're coming right back. I'll warn with you.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Sweet truth over facts.
You're listening to Kyle One.
I love that one. We choose truth over facts. I love it. You can't make this stuff up, folks. But, of course, that's all too real, isn't it? Welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959. That is the number to call if you'd like to opine, be a part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message that way, and we'll see that during the broadcast as well. So, once again, we're joined by our good friend, Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, and author of the book, Nullification. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, we're sounding good this morning, and we're doing good this morning, I think, or doing well. I think that's probably more the proper way of saying it. But at any rate, would you like to go ahead and take a call? We've got Neil in Henderson who's been patiently waiting on the line.
Sure, why not?
Okay, here we go. Neil in Henderson, Nevada. You're on with Frank Salvato. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Frank. It's an awesome opportunity to contribute to your discussion group. You know, it's a clown show. Give me facts. Give me truth over facts. I think the rest of the world is looking at this cadaver that we have who's roaming the White House in disbelief, shock, and disbelief. He looks like a cadaver that they run some high voltage through in the morning to get them up and walking. It's really quite comical, actually. I actually think we've reached a moment in American history where we now celebrate Halloween 24/7, 365 days a year. Okay? You can't make this stuff. You look at him. He is a walking cadaver. It is an outrage.
Well, do you think he can keep up with a campaign schedule, or do you think they'll just keep him in the Rose Garden for the whole time?
I think they're going to keep him, you know, in the basement for as long as they can, figuratively speaking. I think their game plan is to get him reelected, and then he'll step down due to some kind of health condition, and we'll get Kamala, and then she'll appoint Gavin Newsom to be the vice president. And we're off to the races at that point. Gavin Newsom, he's got some great hair. I have to give him that. That hair that he's got is just awesome.
Well, what do you think about that? Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'll let you.
I was going to say, Frank, what do you think about the idea of Joe Biden? Do you think he'll step down after being reelected, if he would be reelected, or do you think they want to make a change before the election is even underway?
No, that's a coin toss. You know, if and that's a mighty big if, he gets reelected, he will step down for health reasons, or he'll pass. And then we would go, you know, you get, this sounds so cynical, but it's the truth. You get a bump. If you're a president, you're in office, and something bad happens, your party gets a bump because we're a sympathetic people in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So don't count that out. As far as the campaign trail is concerned, they will keep him out of camera range as much as they possibly can to avoid any gaffe and having to spin back. Because people are starting to get irritated with the cutesy, oh, it's just Uncle Joe type of thing. That we're embarrassed.
You know,
our ally, the world leaders around the world that are consider themselves our allies are embarrassed.
Indeed.
So they need to keep him hidden. But he'll make strategic points and events in major urban centers so that he can shore up the base as best he can.
Mm-hmm.
But he won't be on the trail, though.
Kyle.
Yeah, go ahead, Neil. You had something to add? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to add something. If you, you know, review that dog and pony show we witnessed the past couple of days with the conference at APEC, look at the expression on the Chinese diplomats that were at that table. They're looking at him like they're in disbelief. To me, what I think is this. The mere fact that he has been installed as president, I don't believe he was elected. The mere fact that he's been installed illustrates the corruption in our election system, okay, and the illegitimacy of the United States government at this moment in American history. Totally illegitimate government. FBI, I'm going to target the FBI for a minute, okay? The FBI, from my studies, Congress should revoke their charter. Forget about defunding. Skip that. Revoke their charter and dismantle the FBI. They are of no value to the United States of America anymore. They're weaponized. They're corrupt. They cannot be reformed. And I feel you could say the same thing about the CIA. John Brennan,
mm-hmm.
Okay, he should be, I don't know, charged with felonies, federal felonies. He's responsible, one of the players that was responsible for the weapons of mass destruction. We know it's a total lie.
Mm-hmm.
He's also one of the players responsible for the Russia collusion. Throw James Comey into that. And throw, Christopher Wray is another guy. He's deaf, dumb, and blind. Who's the other guy? Clapper.
James Clapper.
The director of the National Security, some kind of agency. They should all be held accountable for lying to the American public. Not that that should surprise anybody, because, you know, I don't think anybody, you know, can believe anything the government's telling us.
Well, let's give Frank a chance. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, let's give Frank a chance to respond to some of that and give his thoughts as well. You're bringing up a lot of good stuff. What do you think, Frank?
Well, should it happen? Sure. Is it going to happen? Never. the FBI is never going to take a look at itself. The Department of Justice under Merrick Garland is never going to take a look at itself. They're going to exonerate themselves. But this is why, and I've said this for years, elections have consequences. You can't change the bureaucracy in Washington, D.C., the deep state bureaucracy, if you don't control the government from top to bottom. And as we saw with Donald Trump, if you don't have the Senate, you don't have the House, you can't really do anything.
Right.
So when you only have a 64% voter turnout and we applaud ourselves for that, then we get the government we deserve.
Mm-hmm. Neil, you had one other thing you wanted to add.
Yeah, I just wanted to add one other thing. And I don't want to appear like I'm lecturing or giving a civics lesson. And I think 95% of the United States voting public really do not understand the Constitution. The way it's designed, you mentioned the DOJ. Okay? They're corrupt too. The problem is, when you have Biden as president, okay, all those alphabet agencies are subordinate to him. FBI, CIA, DOJ, ATF, they are all subordinate to the president. When you have a Democrat in office, nothing will ever happen to Joe Biden. I don't think anything will ever happen to Hunter Biden. We've already seen Hillary Clinton go scot-free, okay? That's because, again, the way it's designed, and I don't have a problem with the design, you know, that, you know, in my opinion, Alexander Hamilton was our greatest founding father. I don't want to get into that, but when you have a president who's a Democrat, such as Biden, who we know is absolutely compromised and corrupt, and he controls all those agencies that fall under his jurisdiction, there's really nothing he can do.
Yeah, it's bad news. It is. Well, I'll tell you what, we got about 30 seconds here. Let's let Frank respond. And Neil in Henderson, Nevada, thanks for calling so much, and we'll talk to you again here real soon.
Have a good night.
You too. Thanks. Neil in Henderson, everybody, just outside of Las Vegas, Nevada. Frank, we got about 20 seconds. What do you think?
Well, centralized government facilitated deep state bureaucracy, and Hamilton was somebody who believed in a strong centralized federal government. So I'm not sure I sang on with Neil about him being the greatest founding father. I think Jefferson and Adams would have something to say about that as far as Franklin and Washington. But when you have centralized power to the extent that we have today, we don't have the government that our founders and framers gave us. We move away from that with the direct election of senators. That we cease being a representative republic, a constitutional representative republic, when we went to direct election of senators.
Well, I'll tell you what, Frank, hold on there real quick, because we're going to head out to the bottom of the hour break. When we come back, more with Frank Silvato. Can you stick around?
You bet.
All right, sounds great. Stay right there, everybody. Caller, you hold on. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. I promise. I solemnly promise.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The fighting rages on between Israel and the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas. Israeli forces enter Gaza's main hospital this week and say they found weapons and a computer with photos of a kidnapped Israeli soldier on the hard drive. Israel this morning is ordering Palestinians to leave four towns in the southern part of Gaza as operations to eliminate Hamas continues. The singer Cassie has filed a lawsuit in a Manhattan federal district court that alleges rap mogul Sean Diddy Combs physically and sexually abused her for years during their relationship. Cassandra Ventura filed the lawsuit under New York's Adult Survivors Act about a week before the statute of limitations was set to expire. The gag order against presidential candidate Donald Trump in his civil trial has been temporarily suspended by a New York appeals judge. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I came down to hear there was chocolate chip ice cream.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. We are racing through this Friday edition of the program, hour number four, which, of course, is the 5 o'clock hour. And four is five. Five is four. You kind of get the idea. There's some kind of Einstein relativity issue going on there, but it's fine, and the time has gone by. I think that's an Einstein thing too as well, but 949-822-7959, that's the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. And also we have coming up next segment, we're going to be talking with Patrick Hyland. He's the insurance quarterback and, of course, host of the Sports Zone on AM 860, Sundays at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on AM 860, The Answer in Tampa. So we got a really great sports news item to tell you about. So you got to stick around for that, because I am very, very happy about it, to say the least. But we're also very happy to have our good friend Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com and the author of the book Nullification sticking around for an extra segment. Welcome back, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, you know, we do have a caller holding, so caller, if you could hold on just for a moment. Frank, of course, we've been talking about the meeting with President Xi and President Biden, but also, of course, they've been going through the hospital there in Gaza, and the Israeli Defense Forces have been showing what they're finding there. So here comes Lester Holt, and he asks, Tony Blinken, Secretary Blinken, about it, and kind of intimated the idea that, well, you know, was it really a command and control facility? I mean, it just seemed like, wait a minute, they found all this military hardware in there.
Yeah, doesn't your county hospital have missiles in the basement? and communications equipment and bunker rooms so your fighters can get some rest? I mean, this is how ridiculous the mainstream media is. They are bending over backwards to try and justify the opposition movement to Israel to the point where you question the existence of missiles and rockets and weaponry and military equipment in the basement of a hospital, not just one hospital, but now two.
Right.
You know, I've said this for years, and people who have knowledge about how Islamofascists work and exist have been saying this for years. They hide behind their people. They put rockets in residential areas, schoolyards, hospitals, libraries, all three of them, I guess. But they hide behind their people. Not only is that against the Geneva Conventions, it's a coward's way to fight a war. If you're going to fight a war, fight the war. But if you're going to be hiding behind the skirts of the females in your society, daring the people that you're waging war against to bring it to you through your people, how they can be supported in any fashion anywhere on the planet by anybody is stunning to me.
Yeah, I agree. It seems as though, I mean, I don't know if there's some kind of weird component going on. You know, it's like a Twilight Zone or like a Star Trek episode where the whole planet's population is taken over by some weird entity. You know, they can't deal with reason or this kind of stuff. I mean, that's stuff of entertainment and science fiction, but it's like it's happening right before us.
Yeah, it's bizarro world. I mean, not to veer violently away from the issue of Israel,
right?
But there was a piece yesterday in Fox about a Gen Zer who was just saying it's just too much, this 9-to-5 work schedule, and it said humans weren't supposed to do that. That's not the way we were made to work 9-to-5 job hours. Well, how do you justify that in the days before computers and cell phones and the need for you to go work out every day and have 8 hours a day of interaction with your friends? People had to get up and farm. People had to get up and tend to the cattle.
Right.
You know, you worked all day long and then went home, ate, and went to sleep. So there's a detachment from reality that's happening that is pervasive throughout the world when it comes to reality and right and wrong.
Indeed. You couldn't have said it better. I mean, that's absolutely, you know, it's so, you know, because not all that long ago, I mean, people had to show up for work, like you're saying, or they would never dream of having to make demands upon their employer. They would feel kind of lucky to have a job. Not that people should ever be mistreated or taken advantage of or stuff like that, but you knew that, well, wait a minute, I want to keep this job. I have to like, you know, comply.
Well, you can't pursue your LGBTQ African female identifying as a squirrel studies degree if you have to actually go to work and make a living.
Right, right.
You know, her argument was, I don't have time for my hobbies. I don't have time for my friends. It doesn't allow me to eat the way I want to eat. This 9-to-5 thing isn't working. And she worked at a YMCA.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
So the idea of reality for Gen Z, and I'm happy to see that males in the Gen Z demographic are starting a little bit to turn to the right, a more conservative mindset, but reality has to be installed into these generations. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, the fall of the Roman Empire is here.
No kidding. Well, I tell you what, we've got a caller who's been waiting patiently. We've got Rick in Tampa. Rick, you're on the line with Frank Silvato. Good morning again.
Good morning again, and hello, Frank. You and I are cut from the same piece of cloth.
I dig it.
You know, we're very similar in the way we see things. I'm kind of worried. I'm so worried. I'm afraid that we're, as a country, we're one more Democratic administration away from too late to save. And I think the only person capable, well, maybe DeSantis, if he takes his lead, but Trump. And that's why they're so afraid of Trump, because Trump played the game by their rules for so long. He knows the game. He knows who the players are. And that terrifies them. They can't let him win again, because he will go and clean house in whatever way, get it started. But, I don't know. People need to be better informed. But unfortunately, I don't know that enough of them are going to be. Anyway, I enjoy listening to you, Frank. And again, Kyle, I'll let you go.
Well, cool. Thanks, Rick in Tampa. We appreciate it. Yeah, so go ahead, Frank. We got a couple minutes here to go. And so, what do you think about what Rick's talking about?
Well, first off, I appreciate Rick. So it's always nice to have someone like what you have to say. He doesn't scare them. He terrifies them. You know, this is, and he's right. You're only one, and Reagan said this and explained it to the American people quite well. You're only one generation away from losing freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as we were just talking about Gen Z and people being just shocked at having to work 9 to 5, you know, that's your one generation.
Right.
That's your one generation. Is if your schools and your home life are not teaching your kids right from wrong, and that hard work pays off, there are consequences, both good and bad, for your actions or inactions, then where are they supposed to learn it? They're not going to learn it looking down at their cell phones, and they're not going to learn it talking to their contemporaries, because no one understands it. You have an education system that has abdicated their responsibility to instill critical thinking skills so people can think for themselves as they age. And you've got a higher education system that has refined brainwashing to an art form. And then they get into adulthood, they're shocked at reality, and they turn to somebody for an answer, some relief from the reality. And then you've got your Democrats in Washington in a centralized form of federal government figuring out at every turn how to dip the ladle into the public trough to water them so they don't dehydrate. It's stunning. That
yeah.
From 1900 on, from the Wilson administration on, they have been chiseling away at individualism, liberty, individual responsibility, and opportunity so that you need the government so you can't get rid of it. And we've moved from 50 separate states with 50 separate constitutions into a behemoth centralized government that now it will take a monumental effort to dismantle.
Indeed. Well said, Frank, and thanks for sticking around, and we're going to talk to you again on Monday, my friend. You have a great weekend.
You too. Stay low.
Stay low. Thank you again. Frank Silvato, everybody. UndergroundUSA.com, author of the book Nullification. We're coming right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man, your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
But don't go to bed yet. No. We'll have your Joe Biden. That's okay. You get special dispensation, but no, we're not going to bed yet. Nobody is. We got too much more to talk about here on this program. Folks, Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call in if you'd like to opine on the program or if you might have a question or comment for our good friend and guest, Patrick Hyland. Of course, he is the insurance quarterback and also host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860 The Answer, our flagship station. And that airs Sundays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Good morning, Mr. Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Cal Warren. Good morning out there to everyone. And thanks for tuning in and checking us out. We got a big weekend of college football coming up, Cal. But before I get started on that, Mr. Squire, as I affectionately call him, was the NASCAR voice for a lot of years. He passed away, 88, had a great life, good man.
Wow.
And he brought a lot of recognition to the sport of NASCAR. And, you know, great legacy and kudos to him. And condolences to his family. But 88's a nice life, and I'm sure that he enjoyed life and his family enjoyed him, just like us NASCAR sports fans enjoyed his broadcast. Just wanted to do a shout out for that, Cal.
Indeed.
So, very, very important. Now, some games this weekend. Georgia's going to be at Tennessee. I don't think Tennessee has enough firepower to beat Georgia, but they'll give them a run for their money in the first half, and then we'll see what happens after that. Ohio State plays Minnesota. and Michigan's at Maryland. Florida State will be taking on North Alabama. And Washington, well, will be taking on Oregon State. And some people say Oregon State might have enough for Washington to upset them. So that could be your best game of the day, 7:30 Eastern on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
And that rounding out the top 10, Oregon will be at Arizona State, Texas will be at Iowa State, and Alabama will be taking on Chattanooga at 12 p.m. That should be an easy blowout for them. And then Missouri will be facing Florida. So we'll see. The Gators 1 week can scare you, and the next week, you know, just not be there. So we'll see what happens at Missouri. And Louisville at Miami. Same thing with Miami Hurricanes. That will happen. Happens all the time with them. The significance of that Louisville game, Kyle, is, you know, if Louisville does win and takes on Florida State in the ACC championship, they only have one loss. So that'll be a heck of a game, and I think Florida State will be undefeated.
Indeed.
When they play. So,
yeah, very cool.
You know, it's going to be interesting. I'm so happy they're expanding to 12 teams for the college football playoff, because next year, you know, these teams that are 9 and 10, you know, it still has a lot of merit for them to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just, okay, you get a little bit better bowl game. So I like it. I hope the audience does too.
Well, you know, Patrick, one of the things I've been dying to talk to you about, it was day before yesterday. So my son, who's in college right now, he texts me. He follows baseball. He played baseball up through high school, and he follows baseball very closely. He texts me and he says, "Hey Dad, guess what? Gerrit Cole just won the Cy Young Award." And I was just very happy about that. I think it's well deserved, and I understand it was a unanimous vote for Gerrit Cole, and he's really, truly an ace.
Oh, he really is. That guy has just been tremendous his whole career. And then Blake Snell, you know, was the NL Cy Young Award winner, and he played it for the Rays, and now he's with the Padres. And the kid has just pitched just extremely well
mm-hmm.
the last few years. He's kind of your unsung, you know, great pitcher. You don't hear much about him, but he's excellent. Cole, obviously, because of being with the Yankees. You know this, being an Anaheim Angel fan, and we'll get to Mr. Ohtani here in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you need to, sometimes the bigger cities, the bigger draws, that's the players we hear about. But there's a lot of players out there on the teams that don't, you know, have all that big draw and the big money that are very good, you know. And shout out to Mr. Ohtani, man, unanimous MVP. What a great career he had. It's a shame about his injury.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm curious to see what's going to happen with him, you know, in the future. So baseball will be a lot of fun, you know. We'll get into that come February, Cal.
Of course.
Going.
Yeah.
And then last night, to share with the audience, the Ravens beat the Bengals 34-20. Lamar Jackson had a great game, and the Ravens look very good. It's kind of funny. Jim Harbaugh's brother, you know, John's doing a great job there with the Ravens. And we'll see if Jim's going to be in the NFL next year or not with everything going on out there in Michigan. So, I don't know. Some people think he's getting a bad criticisms up there, and some people think, no, he deserves the penalty. It's kind of funny. Sometimes we're not objective when it comes to sports, Kyle. We go with who we like or what we want. And it's kind of funny how sports mirrors politics. Because I think that happens a lot of times in politics, too, Cal.
I think you're right. About, yeah.
So that's kind of funny how that works, in my humble opinion. So should be a good slate in NFL this weekend. You know, we'll see what transpires there. We'll get into the heart here. Come December, we're going to see which teams are going to make the playoffs or not. And it should be an exciting football year, though. The Ravens have just been doing it real quietly, like last night, you know, Thursday night football, 34-20. I do have a question to ask you, Kyle.
Sure.
And that is, you know, these Thursday night games, it looks like we're going to lose it. the great tight end Mark Andrews to an ankle injury, and then Joe Burrow gets hurt again on Thursday Night Football. Seems like there's more injuries on, you know, Thursday Night Football because it's a short week, and I don't know. Don't know if that's a good idea to keep playing Thursday Night Football. What is your thoughts?
Well, I know that certainly, you know, obviously, you know, ratings would be king at that point, you know, especially if they feel that if they feel like this kind of stuff, you know, makes money and so forth. But I think you're right. The idea is that, you know, maybe with that short a turnaround, you don't have the time for training or you don't have the time for recovery, stuff like that. And, you know, in the long term, you don't want your players to not be able to perform at all because they had to, you know, race ahead and play again, you know, without having that proper recovery time.
Exactly, Kyle. Yeah. Like you said, it's ratings. People like watching it. It'll continue. I just, the pros and cons of it are going to have to get, you know, addressed. And it's kind of funny saying that, you know, with insurance, with financial, you know, advising. You have to weigh your pros and cons on every decision you make. We live and die by the choices we make. And the biggest problem right now, Kyle, is, you know, people's health. So I help them out with that. And then also people's fear of running out of money before they pass away. And I help every day people, and that's what I enjoy doing, and I pride myself in it. I try to do the right things for the right reasons for people. That's all you can do. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to hear from anybody listening if I can be of any help to you with any financial needs, health insurance needs. It is Medicare season right now. You're going through that maze. We have December 7th to make some decisions. Please, feel free to call me. All I can do is be of assistance and help to you at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. My name's Patrick Hyland. Enjoy being on the show with Cal Money Wednesdays and Fridays. And then please check out the show, like Cal said, 11 to 12 on AM 860, The Answer, or on the Internet. We have a lot of people listen to it on the internet and text in. So please feel free to do that. And love to hear from you. And if you're a computer person, you want to set up an appointment with me or schedule a call, go to GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. That's GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. And we'll have a chat and get together. So, Cal, everybody have a safe weekend. God bless you, and I will talk to you Monday morning, sir.
Thank you, Patrick. God bless you, too. And, yes, we'll talk Monday. Have a great weekend. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Patrick Hyland, everybody. And, folks, I can't believe it. We're already to the end of the program this morning, and we're definitely I'm just so happy. We keep seeing these lines light up throughout the show, and we have you to thank for that. And, of course, I want to thank everybody at AM 860. I want to thank everybody at GCN. I want to thank the listeners, the callers. Folks, we're coming back for the weekend show tomorrow morning, early Saturday. But right now, head out there, make it a great Friday, and we will see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Kyle Warren with you. Take care out there, my friends.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.